the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. ومطالي يا سيدي فأسألك بعزتك ألا يحجب عنك دعائي سوء عملي وفعالي. Brothers and sisters, we reached the part of the Kumail supplication in which Imam Ali alayhi salam says, يا سيدي فأسألك بعزتك أن لا يحجب عنك دعائي سوء عملي وفعالي. O my Lord, so I ask you by your might not to let my evil deeds and acts veil my supplication from you. In the previous episode, we mentioned that there are two important benefits in the acceptance of man's prayer by the Almighty Allah. The minor benefit is the very fulfillment of the request of the petition made by the supplicant to the Almighty Allah, and the greater benefit is its very response, it's the ijaba from the Almighty Allah, because every response from the side of the Lord has his iqbal toward his servants, and every prayer has got a turning of the servant towards the Almighty Allah. Why do we claim that this second benefit is greater than the fulfillment of the request itself? I mean, when we have a look from another approach, we understand that however a valuable a thing might be, it is always limited. It has an end. But there is no limit and end to the value of turning of Almighty Allah towards His servants. There is no limit for the felicity of a servant so long as he is under the care and providence and special attention of the Almighty Allah. And this is the kind of salvation above which there is no other salvation with which Allah can single out a servant from among his other servants. This is a state in which the Almighty Allah turns toward the servant. This is what we call Iqbal. This is when the Almighty Allah listens to the servants. This is when the Almighty Allah responds to the servants and make them aware of His response. Whatever the enormity of the request and petition made by the servant to the Almighty Allah be, but this is way beyond that level. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, "Once I had called on Allah, so He answered me, and I forgot my need, because His response by turning toward His servant, when He implores Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is greater and momentous than that which His servant desires from Him, even if it is the heaven and its everlasting bounties. But this is not comprehended except by the learned ones. It is only the alimun, the muhabbun, the lovers and true worshippers of the Almighty Allah that understand this aspect of supplication.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. and remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence. Thank you, Allah, God, let me hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Prayer, supplication, and dua, and the response to it, its ijaba, denote a kind of reciprocal relation between Allah and His servant, and the best and the most distinctive of its kind. A divine narration related by the Holy Prophet ﷺ says, "He who is occupied by my mention from asking me, I shall give him the best of what I give to the beseechers, or the sa'ilin." Or Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "If a servant who has a need to Allah begins his prayer with praising Allah and sending blessings on Muhammad and his progeny to the extent that he forgets his need, then he will fulfill it without him asking him subhanahu wa ta'ala for it." This is the kind of ijaba we are looking for. This is a by far greater benefit than the fulfillment of the request and petition itself. So when Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Ya Sayyidi, fa'as'aluka bi'izzatika an la yahjuba 'anka du'a'i su'u 'amali wa fi'ali," he says, "My Lord, I ask you by your might not to let my evil deeds and acts veil my supplication from you." He is asking the Almighty Allah the granting the request and petition on one hand, and on the other, he's asking for the turning of the Almighty Allah. He's asking for the iqbal of the Almighty Allah. And this is the greater side of the supplications Imam Ali alayhi salam is teaching us to consider in our minds. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. To you.